All right, kiddos, you've had some time to think. So tell me, what do you love? What are some things you love? You love family, God, and pets. Good for you. What do you love? Your family. Good for you.
I love my family, God, and my friends.
Family, God, and friends. You are good kids. You are a good kid. Family, God, and friends. I feel embarrassed because you know what? When I was your age, I probably, if the priest said, what do you love? I might have said mom and dad, but I probably would have said, like, toys. I probably would have said, pizza. You know, I would have said those type of, you're really good kids. you think, what's that? Exactly, you need food. So why wouldn't we love food? Now, let's ask this. So, all of you, family, friends, God, very good, food. Let me ask you this. Do you love your parents?
Yes.
Not done with the question. But right answer, if that were the question. Do you love your parents the same way you love food? Now we're talking. Now you're a little bit more normal kiddos. So if you had to choose between a piece of pizza and your parents. Tough decision, huh? Parents! Very good. We still have one kiddo that's on good graces with her family. We all know, right, that we love food different than mom and dad, right? Do you love your friends different than you love your parents?
Yeah.
Okay, that one was easy. Well, if you didn't hear what she said, you love your parents more than your friends. That's pretty obvious, Father. I like that little twud. But isn't it confusing, though? Because we use the word love for all those things, don't we? But the meaning of that word is very different for each, right? And that's, to be quite frank, precisely the problem with our gospel today. We hear Peter say, or Jesus say to Peter, Peter, do you love me? And what did Peter say? Yes. Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Now, we hear love, 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 love. All the same word, right? But in the language that the Bible was written in, there were actually four different words for love. One form of love was to speak of the love of being friends. Another word was the love you have with your parents, family love. Another type is a special kind of love, like when your parents fell in love with each other. And then the fourth word is the love that Jesus, agape, in terms of him giving his life for us. There were four different words for love. So, if we were to be able to change the words closer to what Peter and Jesus are actually saying, Jesus asks Peter this question. Peter, are you willing to imitate me? To give your life out of love completely the way that I gave my life on the cross. Peter's response wasn't that. Peter used the word for friendship. Lord, you know that you're my friend. When I used to minister to high school kiddos, how many of you... You don't have any high school, older brothers and sisters. Any of you have, you know, sometimes when I would have high schoolers, I would have like a young couple, like the boy would come, oh, Father, I want to ask out this girl to prom. And I just absolutely fall in love with her. She's the greatest thing. I think I'm going to marry her, even though I'm a freshman in high school. I know that for sure. And then later on in the day, Father, you need to help me because there's this guy that's scaring me. And look, out of curiosity, did you tell him that you love him? Yeah, I mean, he's my friend, so yeah, I love him. And, well, that's not the way he took it. Two very different paths. In an odd way, that's kind of what's happening between Jesus and Peter. Jesus is asking, will you give everything for me? And Peter is saying, I can be your friend, but that's it. Interesting, huh? The second time is the same thing. Jesus asks Peter again, will you give everything in imitation of me? Second time, Peter again, Lord, you know that we're friends. Kind of that, in an odd way, Peter's almost saying, I love you, Lord, as a friend, but I can't do that yet. And then the third time, Jesus changes the word he uses for love. Peter, are we friends? And then Peter says, Lord, you know everything. You know that we're friends. And then Jesus, in those words, when you think about in that context, the words Jesus say after that take on a new meaning, don't they? When you were young, you did what you did. You played with your friends. You did all your fun kid stuff. But when you get older, Jesus is saying to Peter, you will give yourself completely. You will make a gift. I love this passage for a lot of reasons. One of them is that we don't have to have everything figured out today. That if you four kiddos getting ready for First Communion come here today, and if Jesus were standing, are you willing to give your entire life to me? And if Jesus, well, if you're ready to say yes, yeah, wow, we've got some holy kids. Maybe, all right. See, that's what I would have thought. I'd be like, I'd want to say yes. That also scared me. I actually think when I was your age, I think I would have been a little more comfortable saying, Jesus, let's be friends. I would be like Peter. But then what would happen then is as I got older and I grew, I could love Jesus more to the point where I could give everything to the Lord. And that's the connection between this gospel and First Communion. It's okay right now for you to be friends with Jesus. And if that's all that you feel like you can give the Lord, good for you. We need friends, don't we? And as you receive communion week after week, that friendship will grow and deepen. And that friendship will help you grow in faith. And so therefore, I would encourage you today, be a friend of Jesus. The four of you, can you all be friends of Jesus?
Yes!
Good. And how many of you want to grow in that friendship of Jesus over the years? Good!
Yes.
And how many of you will see communion as one of those many ways, communion and prayer and love of your family, in terms of how you're going to grow in that prayer?